Welcome to the Dream Plan Start Grow Show, where the goal is to provide you tips and tools to create and execute your business plan for success.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Allison Turner. Jumping on today to talk a little bit about mindset and how it plays with entrepreneurship. I find that when people start a business, I mean, specifically solopreneurs, maybe they're not super capitalized. They start a business, it's a service-based business, and it's those voices in your head that start talking to you. Like, maybe you shouldn't do this. Are you sure you want to do this? Maybe you need to do this instead of this. And you get overwhelmed by the journey. And a lot of times, mindset plays a huge role in entrepreneurship. And I will tell you, some of my early time as an entrepreneur, I probably didn't realize that, because you're like, oh, well, I'll just start this business and I'll, you know, do this, this, and this. And then all of a sudden, all these things happen and you're like, oh my God, like, this is all about business. So I remember when my business partner and I started this business back in 2013, and she left the business in 2014. And so I took on everything in the business and then had to be the closing person and all these things. And I just remember being that overwhelmed person of like, oh, you know, and I had done enough personal development work on myself and things like that, that it didn't completely stop me from doing anything, obviously, 10 plus years later. But it's one of those things, it's a constant journey for an entrepreneur. And you have to be clear on overcoming that negative mindset, because mindset plays into it. And that's just the reality. And that's what I will tell you, especially if you're trying to start a business, or you have started a business and you're newer in business, or maybe you want to start a business. It plays into the business. And I want to talk about 5 points this morning, or this afternoon. This morning, it's 3:30 in the afternoon. 5 points today about how to overcome some of that. And you know, number one, it's embrace failures. It's instead of, you know, none of us like to fail. I mean, that's just a reality. That's a human condition. We want to be on the winning side. And ultimately, we're going to make some decisions that won't work. We're going to make some choices that maybe aren't the best choices. But embrace the failure and learn from it. And if we flip the script a little bit and talk it from that standpoint, where you're embracing the failure. So no, you're not trying to do it, but you're embracing it and you're like, okay, what can I learn from this situation? What could I have done differently? What, you know, just take the wins from it. And a lot of times you'll learn something and then those mistakes don't get repeated. You know, number two, maintain a balanced perspective. You know, it's always look at kind of both sides of the story, look at, you know, the success side, you know, some of the failures, and realize that, you know, there's always ups and downs in business. And I will tell you, having been on both sides of that, that as an entrepreneur, there's always ups and downs. Something can happen that can trigger the downside. You know, like the pandemic happened and a lot of business owners, small business owners weren't prepared for it. And depending on what your business was or is, and where you were located, some got hit harder than others. You know, I was looking for solutions right away. I was like, okay, this is happening. A lot of my clients cut their marketing budget. And I was looking for solutions instead of wallowing in the like, woe is me, crap, all this is happening. You know, it was like, okay, it is what it is. We're in the midst of this. What do I do now? What's the solution for my situation in this very moment? So my goal is to stay in the present moment, not to think out in advance and like, oh my God, what if this happens? Or what if this happens? What if the situation gets worse? What if I get COVID? Like, none of that. You have to stay in the present moment, become more solution focused, and really look for how you can solve the problem. You know, number three, develop a strong support network. And this, I can't emphasize this enough, from especially if you're a solopreneur, or even if you're in a business partnership, find that support network. You know, join a mastermind, join chambers, join other networking groups, and meet people that aren't just people that are going to refer you, but meet people that are friends, that can, that become friends, that become support networks, and you support each other. And that's a key piece in owning a business. And that can help you get through those tough times. You know, so when something like the pandemic happens, it's not like you're just like, oh my God, what do I do now? Pick up the phone and call someone in your support network. What are they doing? What is this person doing? Like, look around and grow your business together. Because ultimately, if you own a business, you want to grow it, right? You want to, and it's grow the business together. And then number four, practice some kind of visualization, mindfulness, meditation, and stress management. You know, we all have to have a different solution, and you have to find what works for you. So I can walk out in nature and I can just become kind of zen from that. And that helps me. But some people do meditation, some people do visualization. I do visualization sometimes, and that's beneficial as well for me. So you have to find what that is for you. What is the stress management piece? Some people like to go work out. Some people want to, you know, whatever you want to do and what works for you, but you have to know yourself well enough to know what is that, you know, mindfulness type of scenario for yourself, and what can I do once I get in that stressful place. And this is really how you overcome that negative mindset, because you can't, the one thing I will caution people on is do not wallow in that negative mindset, because it will just pull you deeper down. You know, I'm fairly like, okay, it is what it is. Where's the solution? Like, how, let me help figure out where that solution is or what I can try to do something different. But if I'm having challenges, I need to clear my mind. And that's where like the walk out in nature happens. Maybe I go to the gym, maybe I do some visualization. And that's what helps me. But you have to know what that is for you. And then finally, set realistic goals and expectations. You know, we as entrepreneurs, we're always looking for that next goal. Or at least most of the people I know have set goals. They're looking to build, you know, whatever that is, that legacy is for them. But set realistic ones. You know, I mean, I can set a goal where I'm like, okay, I'm going to triple my income this year. Is that realistic? Maybe, maybe not. You know, I mean, it just depends on what you do differently to hit those goals. But don't feel like you have to set, you know, if you know somebody that's like, okay, they've tripled their income and I'm going to triple my income, but you're doing the same thing in your business. Is it realistic that you can triple your income? Because then you're putting a lot of pressure on yourself to meet those goals. And that can trigger some of the mindset stuff too. So I'm not saying don't go for, I mean, because I'm all for stretching your goals. I'm all for pushing, you know, the boundaries and things like that. So I'm not saying that, but be realistic. Are you doing something different to hit? If you want to triple your income, for example, are you doing something different to triple? Maybe you've hired a salesperson. Maybe you have automated some of your products and services. Things like that can then open you up to higher revenues without you having to be involved, right? So those are the five tips. So again, I'm just going to like summarize them real quick. So overcoming a negative mindset, number one, you know, embrace failure. Don't feel like you're a failure. The biggest thing is, what can you learn from that and how can you move forward? Number two, maintain a balanced perspective. Number three, develop a strong support network. Number four, practice mindfulness or some kind of meditation, visualization, whatever works for you. Get out and walk in nature. That's one of the things that works for me. And some kind of stress management. Again, you have to know yourself and know what that is for you, because everyone's different. And finally, number five, set realistic goals and expectations. Excuse me. And just stay focused on where you want to go. You know, you're in the present moment. You're embracing the present moment and figure out what that next step is for you and what that solution is. And that's the biggest thing I can stress. because mindset does play a huge role in entrepreneurship, especially, I mean, it's all the way through, but especially when you first start a business and you're newer in business. So that's what I would suggest to you today. I hope you have a great rest of your day. Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day. If you're in Delray Beach, Beatles on the beach and art and jazz starts tonight. I will talk to you again tomorrow. Bye for now.
Thanks for tuning in to the Dream Plan Start Grow podcast with Allison Turner. If you like what you heard, make sure to subscribe and leave a review. Join our community by joining the Dream Plan Start Grow Facebook group, or for more resources, go to my website, theallisonturner.com.